Every day we have an opportunity to sit and prepare ourselves for the day that we're about to face. Just as we prepare ourselves for meetings, for any major events where we are going to be speaking, we can prepare ourselves in a few different ways for the day. We can, at the very least, we can bring a sense of calm and stillness. Some of us get up and we feel a little bit anxious about the day, things that we need to do, or just feel anxious in general. So we can address that through a basic meditation. But we can go much deeper than that. We can start to see the things that we're going to be doing during the course of the day. Actually see it within our mind. Look at any of the possible roadblocks or obstacles that we may face so that before we encounter those, we can be aware of these and know how to deal with these. We can see ourselves tackling tasks that are difficult or unpleasant for us to do. We can see ourselves at the end of the day, see the outcome of what we wish to have accomplished by the end of the day. Planning our goals, meeting the goals, realizing the goals. So that's what today's meditation is about. It is a guided meditation, and I think if you will follow along within this and try this on your own, I think that this can be very beneficial to you. Not only can you have a very productive day, but it will allow you to become ultimately more productive in the long term, more productive, happier in the tasks that you do. You might start finding new joys in your work, new joys at home. And these meditations are not simply for the work day, even though this is what they're primarily for, but also for how we want to see, especially if we're still working from home, how we want to see our interactions with those around us. We bring our bodies into an appropriate posture for meditation, feeling ourselves sitting in whatever position is comfortable, with hands resting on our thighs or on our knees, back in a very proud, upright posture, shoulders resting in their lowest position, head centered, chin slightly down, eyes can be closed or partially open or completely open if you wish. If there's anything around you at this moment that could distract you, please address this. When we sit for these daily meditations, for, let us call it a daily preparation meditation, we want to sit with the intention of being able to see the events of the day, make plans within our mind on what we seek to accomplish. We want to make sure that the mind is able to be still, quiet, rested. We want to make sure that we remember, we are reminded through this practice, to be mindful of each and everything that we do. Once the body is placed in an appropriate posture, we just want to make sure that there's no elements of discomfort in the body. We don't have to spend much time on this. We can briefly scan the body and just notice, especially if this is first thing in the morning for you, just notice if there are any elements of discomfort, any elements of tension or stress, anything that needs to be addressed. And if you notice any elements of discomfort, any negative elements in the body, go to that part of the body, make whatever physical adjustment is necessary to release that discomfort. If you feel a bit excited, agitated, anxious about the day or any events. Notice where you're feeling this. If we're feeling a rapid heartbeat, clearly we can feel that rapid heartbeat within our chest. And we can turn our attention to that rapid heartbeat. And imagine using the breath to extract that excitability from the heart. And then with the out-breath, just letting it go. We imagine calming the heartbeat, calming the body, letting go of any signs of nervousness, anxiety. We do the same for any parts of the body that might be exhibiting any negativities during the course of the day. There's also something to be said about too much excitement, feeling a bit revved up. We want to make sure that the mind is clear, focused, able to see things as they truly exist and not projections. So simply notice within the body any elements that are, any parts of the body that are sending you messages that they are not calm, they are not relaxed, not still. Pay particular attention in addition to the heart, to how the stomach feels, how the chest feels, how the breathing is. Notice how the hands are resting on your body. Are they resting gently, or are you holding on tightly? Look for the tension within the body. And utilize body scan, utilize the breath, or release that tension. For many of us, we don't have much time to prepare in the morning. We're so busy doing so much. We can do a very simple exercise to reconnect with our sense of mindfulness, with the present moment. We can utilize 3 very deep in-breaths, 3 very deep out-breaths. So let us do that now. We're going to breathe in approximately to the count of 7, hold the breath, and then completely release with the mouth open with the sound of when you breathe out, it's important that you breathe out every last little bit of air. Even when you think all the air has left you, continue squeezing out the air. When all the air has left you, just stay there. Stay there for a moment or two, and then breathe in again. Let's take in that first deep in-breath. Breathe in to the count of 7. And hold. Now release. Stay there. Breathe in. And hold. Breathe out. Stay there. One last deep in-breath. And hold. And release. let your breathing return to normal. Now bring your thoughts to your motivation, your intention for the day. For this style of meditation, this particular exercise, we want to think about something that we wish to address during the day. If there's any particular event in that day, in that morning, that you have upcoming, that you wish to address, then bring your full focus to it. If it is a meeting, what elements are you looking for within that meeting? Are you looking for the ability to be calm? Are you looking for confidence? Are you looking for the ability to listen mindfully, to fully understand what others are saying to you? Are we looking to find joy in the work that we do? May I find joy in the work that I do? May I reconnect with the love that I have for what I do? Have you been facing difficulties recently communicating with others? May I be patient? May I be free of anger? Think about each day that you do this, whether there is a specific task that you wish to address, or whether you wish to bring about a general intention to carry you through during the day. General intention such as being patient, such as being fully mindful, or specific ability for a specific task. And bring that, whatever it is, bring it to mind clearly. And hold on to this. And even though in our daily meditation we're seeking to work on the same intention over and over, for this type of exercise, we can use different intentions each day. But try to work on specific intentions that will allow you to build momentum, to build strengths in different parts of your life. One day work on a task, a specific task. The next day work on a general meditation, a general intention. May I be mindful. May I be patient. May I build confidence. Now, once we've set our intention, the first deep in-breaths should calm the mind, but just in case there is still some agitation, some excitability, we can return to the breath, gently breathe in, breathe out a few times, this will help steady the mind, clear out the attachments to any thoughts so that we can work from a clear base, a steady base. Let's first work together on specific tasks that we will face during the course of our day and how we wish to look upon these let us build up the right frame of mind, the right way of looking at this. See any task that comes up periodically, maybe even daily within your work. And let your mind gravitate towards whatever tasks it may be. It could be a pleasurable task or not so pleasurable task. But see it now and see what it entails. We don't want to project any emotion to the task. We simply want to understand, what do we need to do to accomplish this task? And first, are there any things that are potentially going to block us from doing this task? Any roadblocks? Any obstacles? Possible obstacles may be that we simply don't enjoy doing this task. And if such an obstacle exists, stay with the breath, breathe in gently, and notice that this task really isn't so difficult. And maybe we have the wrong view of it. Maybe this is why we have difficulties with it. Maybe it is something that we can do very easily. And ultimately find that there is some joy in doing it. Maybe we can find it's something that we can do very efficiently, very quickly, very easily. And with that ease, we can take away a sense of joy. Communications in the workplace can sometimes be very difficult. Sometimes we dread having conversations with specific people, coworkers or bosses. For some reason, we have difficulties with certain people. If you have such relationships, bring this person to mind. And just gently breathe in and breathe out and see this person as your friend, your ally, someone who truly wants to see you succeed, who wants you to be happy. Imagine treating this person as an extension of yourself, as a reflection of yourself, and treating this person the same way that you wish to be treated. And no matter what they say, no matter what they do, you can show great kindness to this person. And even gain a better understanding of this person. Maybe understand that maybe this person is dealing with difficulties. And through those difficulties, they're expressing themselves, possibly with anger, little bit of aggression, or they are hypercritical of you. And as you breathe gently in and gently out, we can know in this moment that this has nothing to do with us, and we can be compassionate, kind towards this person. It is that kindness that will create an open dialogue, an ease in dealing with this person. see specific tasks that you have to do during the course of the day that bring you joy, that you truly enjoy doing. Connect with the joy of doing this task. And whatever it is, take that same joy and bring this into anything that you do during the course of the day. Let it carry over. Let us now explore different ways to see ourselves on a daily basis, things that we can strive towards, such as being fully present in all the tasks that we do. May I be fully present each time during the course of the day that our mind starts to drift. We can simply notice it. Notice our mind drifting away. Breathe in. Bring our full attention back to whatever task that we're doing. Feel ourselves fully present. Connecting physically with some type of work. Feeling ourselves fully present. Sitting. Standing. One of the greatest attributes that we can work on a regular basis, one of the most difficult attributes, is to work on patience. May I be patient? We can imagine ourselves interacting with those people that for some reason they push our buttons, and we can exercise patience. Can notice that voice inside of our head, that inner critic judging us, and learn to be patient and kind to ourselves. We can learn to be patient with ourselves when we're doing tasks that we feel that they may be difficult for us and we're not best suited for. As we seek to be patient for anyone that is prone towards anger, the antidote is patience and kindness. On a daily basis, we can sit and observe the mind and notice when we're becoming angry. And once we notice it, we've won half the battle. We can be reminded at that moment to turn towards kindness and patience. We can look at the end of the day and seek to end each day by reviewing what we've done within the course of that day. Take great pride in whatever small accomplishments we've made, whatever great accomplishments we've made. Look back and say, it's been a good day. And for anything that you were unable to accomplish, or anything that you did not accomplish at the level that you sought, that we can be kind to ourselves and say, I will do this tomorrow. I will accomplish this. each day we begin to build strength, confidence, clarity, so that all the events during the course of the day, they come very easy to us. And we can start to acquire a sense of joy and happiness. By doing this, it will carry through and carry over into our dealings within our own home lives, within our relationships with our wives, our husbands, our children, our family members. That sense of accomplishment, that sense of joy, will become self-evident. It will become evident to all others. Let us now take in a nice, deep cleansing breath. Breathe in. Bring your attention down to your feet, down to the toes, and gently wiggle the toes. Bring your attention to the hands and gently wiggle the fingers. Bring your attention to all the senses, sense of touch, taste, smell, hearing, sight. And very slowly open your eyes and become fully present.